Dictation for Valerie, V as in Victor, A-L-E-R-I-E, Stahl, S-T-A-H-L, January 1853. Address as a letter to Scott, S-C-O-T-T, Kasnin, K-A-S-T-N-I-N-G-P-A-C, 842-1110. Dear Mr. Kasnin, consultation for Mrs. Stahl, who comes in person accompanied with husband Randy, R-A-N-D-Y, for abnormal kidney function. She does have a history 3 years ago, 2019, for left-sided infection-associated stone, magnesium ammonium phosphate, what is called Struvite, S-T-R-U-V-I-T-E. Dr. Miraka, M-I-R-A-K-A, was able to remove the stones, performed cystoscopy retrograde, breakdown of the stone with laser and removal with a basket. Eventually, the stent removed. She has a history of recurrent urinary tract infection. The last few months, evaluated for potential gallbladder removal with abnormal HIDA scan, unable to visualize the gallbladder. However, the ultrasound was normal. Surgery was postponed because of EKG abnormalities in the preoperative phase. For what patient have seen Dr. Kehoe, K-E-H-O-E, for stress testing, which apparently was done and is being negative. Surgery to be performed by Dr. Bonacci, B-O-N-A-C-C-I, on September 16. Presently, weight appetite is normal, no vomiting, decision, no diarrhea, bleeding, no recent infection in the urine. She's been told for microscopic hematuria for many years, supposed to be drinking more liquids, denies incontinence. No claudication symptoms. She has varicose vein and wear compressing stockings for the last 8 years. No neuropathy, tingling, burning. Denies chest pain palpitations. No major dyspnea. Negative stress testing recently. No oxygen inhalers. No sleep apnea. No orthopnea PND. No localized skin rash, bruises, no bleeding nose, gums, no headaches, denies bone joint tenderness. Next paragraph, the past medical history for overweight. She couldn't afford it. Advice for liraglutide, L-I-R-A-G-L-U-T-I-D-I, for weight reduction because of the expenses. Hypertension. The infection-related kidney stone Struvite, the prior acute kidney injury at that time, 2019, denies diabetes, the vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, coronary artery disease, TIS stroke, peripheral vascular disease. There has been fatty liver, but no chronic liver failure. Denies gastrointestinal bleeding, blood transfusion, denies gout, pneumonia. Recently, cellulitis, question shingles on the right hand. Next paragraph, surgeries including appendix, age 13, tubal ligation after the second pregnancy. The kidney stone removal as indicated above. Next paragraph, no reported allergy. Next paragraph, no smoking, alcohol, present or past. Next paragraph, family history that have renal cancer. Next paragraph, medications presently include lisinopril, Norvasc, Zocor, Detrol for overactive bladder, some vitamins, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph on physical exam. Weight 266, height 64. Blood pressure 140/92 on the left, 130/88 on the right. Overweight, alert oriented sign 3, attentive. Normal speech hearing, no facial asymmetry, no expressive aphasia dysarthria, no respiratory distress. Normal eye movements, no mucosal abnormalities, no palpable thyroid lymph nodes, carotid bruit, JBD. Lungs are clear, no abnormalities. Appears regular breathing, no abnormalities. Obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness or masses. No gross edema, no focal neurological deficits. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries. Normal electrolyte acid base. Normal nutrition calcium phosphorus. Creatinine at 1.1 for a GFR of 49. BUN at 32. Melanemia 12.1 with a normal white blood cell. Normal platelet. Urine was negative for blood protein. No bacteria, no white blood cells. Recent testing for varicella zoster viruses, shingles, was detected by PCR on the lesions on the hand July this year. Prior urine culture made this year with E. coli, a low level, E. coli 80,000 units, 80,000 colonies, There has been normal thyroid A1C for diabetes 6.1. Stool testing negative for blood by Cologuard, C-L-O-G-U-A-R-D. At the time of positive urine culture, there was 2 plus bacteria. The most recent echocardiogram is June of this year. At that time, 9.1 centimeters right, 10.3 on the left, no obstruction stones. Reported cortical veining. They tried to do an arterial Doppler, but they couldn't visualize it. I do not have the report cardiology stress testing recently. There is a prior one in our system, January 2019, which was normal ejection fraction, negative for ischemia, mild degree of left ventricular hypertrophy, no other abnormalities. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Question, chronic kidney disease. By definition, kidney abnormalities needs to be persisting more than 3 months in between. Prior levels in May of this year was normal 0.9. 2020 and 2019 also normal 0.8 to 1. We will repeat chemistries. At this moment, no activity in the urine for blood, protein, or cells, nothing to suggest active glomerulonephritis or vasculitis. She has hypertension, long-standing. kidneys without evidence of obstruction, no recurrence of stones, no evidence of active urinary tract infections in the last event, May of this year, incomplete Doppler as they couldn't visualize it, discuss the importance of blood pressure control. Our goal should be in the 130 over 75 or below. Importance of physical activity, salt restriction, weight reduction. There is mild degree of anemia out of proportion of kidney disease. For completeness, we are going to check monoclonal protein. Clinically, she has no symptoms related to the kidneys. Next number, remote history of urinary tract infection associated stone struvite, STRUV as in Victor ITE, without evidence of active stones and the most recent kidney ultrasound. Next number, overweight. Next number, hypertension, not well controlled. It's true, this is the first visit to the office. This is going to be rechecked at home, including the machine. I will not have any problems adjusting amlodipine to 10 milligrams or even lisinopril. Potentially, another option is to add a low dose of diuretic to complement above medications. She is not taking any anti-inflammatory agents. Next number, preoperative for laparoscopic gallbladder surgery, although presently not symptomatic, already cleared by cardiologist Dr. Kehoe. Next paragraph, only should discuss at length with the patient and husband. We will adjust blood pressure medicines when she calls us with numbers at home. We'll see what the new chemistry shows. Come back in 6 months, end of dictation.